Hey everyone, welcome to episode 60 of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we have Chris Musinek, the Chief Clinical Officer of Vita Health. Without further ado, let's bring on Chris.
Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Great, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to learning more about your background and Vita Health, and I think we should just get right into it. I'd love if you could tell the audience a little bit about yourself, how your career started and brought you to where you're at today, being the Chief Clinical Officer at Vita Health, and we can go from there.
Yeah, sounds great, Jared. So happy to. So I'm Chris Musinek, Chief Clinical Officer at Vita Health, and by training a clinical psychologist and registered dietitian, certified diabetes educator, and have always been at the crossroads between physical health and mental health. Started off my career building centers, consulting with endocrinologists, and being able to help with weight loss, diabetes, and built my first large center at Yale New Haven Health, Greenwich Hospital, focusing on weight, diabetes, and mental health, most often depression and anxiety. So the first integrated care with mental health being the major emphasis, we did that. And then moved on to Johnson & Johnson, where I led the behavioral science division. And after that, was in a very variety of roles in brick and mortar integrated care hospitals. And we did a lot of good work, and integrated care is not easy to pull off. But the hard part about integrated care is that when you do it well and you're addressing a person's physical health and their mental health, right, you see those outcomes and it's wonderful, but it's a lot of work and it's really not scalable unless you have a lot of digital know-how in your court. So all the time while I was doing that, I've always went, you know, in the back of my head, it was basically business school modeling was, you know, you got to scale it if you really want to help a lot of people. And it was always nagging at me. So about 2 years ago, Stephanie Telenius, our CEO at Vita, she reached out to me and she said, hey, see that you're doing integrated care, see that your background matches ours. Well, what do we do at Vita, basically mental health, physical health for chronic conditions and integrating that care internally. And I said, okay, but you know, you're not going to be able to do that very easily because the digital, you know, the digital part's the part that's always been eluded me. And her answer was very, very concise. It was, Vita is 50% digital, it's 50% clinical, and we want to do this. We want to do exactly what you want to do. So our values aligned. So I joined Vita, and that's what we do right now. We do mental and physical health for chronic conditions in a virtual environment. So it's scalable.
Thank you for that rundown. On your website, it talks about how you guys work with employers, health plans, and individuals. I get the individual piece and in the employer piece, but if you could quickly go through, I guess, how you work with each of those three, it'd be much appreciated.
Yeah, and they're not so different, right? So when a person comes into Vita, whether they're coming through their insurance plan or their employer or directly, when they're coming in, we're going to do a quick brief assessment via our app and essentially figure out what's going to be the best program for that person. And for that person, it's, you know, could be something like working on their diabetes. It could be something like working on depression, anxiety. It could be something working on weight loss. And so at Vita, we have a platform that is always focused around the individual provider. Right. So our providers, we have a very large network of providers who actually match up to the person based on their needs. So, for instance, if a person was dealing with mental health issues like mild to moderate depression or anxiety, they would match up with one of our cognitive behavioral therapists. So we have licensed therapists across 50 states who are deeply trained in CBT. They'd match up with them. If they were dealing with diabetes, they would match up with one of our registered dietitians. Or if they wanted to do something that's more lifestyle related, like weight loss, they would match up with one of our health coaches. So we have a matching algorithm that puts them with the right coach the right RD or the right therapist, depending on their needs. And that's half of it. And when I say half of it, it's that we have the providers who are always at the center of the interaction, but we essentially allow those providers to do so much more with the patients between sessions because our app uses machine learning and AI to essentially help those providers to be able to keep track of them, to be able to send messaging if a person is going to drop off, be able to do mini consults via the chat feature in between sessions. So it's, we also send a lot of content that's tailored to the person in between sessions. So what they're getting is the normal treatment you'd receive in a brick and mortar clinic based on your condition. But what you're also receiving is a lot of technology via the app that's able to give care in between those visits with the provider.
Perfect. Thank you. Could you explain what you mean by expert coaches when you sure. talk about you work with expert coaches and licensed therapists?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to what we do at Vita, one of the things that we're never going to settle for is losing quality as we scale. So when we talk about expert coaches, we make sure that every single one of our health coaches has a master's degree and 5 years of experience before ever coming in, right? So health coaching is not a licensed profession. So there's a lot of variability in the amount of care or the quality of care that's delivered by health coaches. So we deeply vet the people coming in to make sure they know what they're doing as a health coach. But we also do something else, is that we have Vita University, is that when a health coach comes in or a registered dietitian comes in, we take 3 to 6 months to train them in motivational interviewing, which is a behavioral change technique, which allows a person to get as close to being a therapist without actually being a therapist in terms of helping a person to change their behaviors. So we deeply invest in vetting, make sure they're great as a health coach or a registered dietitian, but we also do a lot of training to make sure we maximize their abilities to help change long-term behaviors. That's chronic conditions. We're not focused on care. We're focused on the long-term picture in health, which means behavior change is going to be 80% of the equation. So we do everything in our power to maximize our provider's ability to make those behavior changes happen. And we also have the licensed therapists, right? And there's a big difference there. So when you have a licensed clinician, like a licensed mental health therapist, right? They have to have a license in the state that they're treating the person in. So we have licensed therapists across the United States. And that vetting process, it's slightly different in that vetting process, we make sure that those therapists are deeply trained in cognitive behavioral therapy. And the reason we do that is cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, it's the quickest way to get a person who's suffering from mild to moderate depression or anxiety to feeling better, right? There are a lot of different ways to help a person in therapy, but CBT is the fastest. And it also has the best outcomes when it comes to long-term retention after retention of those outcomes after treatment stops. So that's a little bit about our providers and the difference between a health coach, expert coach, and a therapist. But we also have registered dietitians as well, and they have a license in the state they're working with, if that state requires a license to be required for a registered dietitian to work with a person on their nutrition, on their diabetes.
What did things look like earlier this year before COVID, and then after COVID hit? How did that change things, or did it? What we've seen with a lot of these telehealth companies is it accelerated the adoption of their platforms. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, Jared. So I think we're right in line there. But I think what's a little different about us, so we, no question, we were moving at steady growth, but we accelerated the growth. It's been a really fun rocket ship ride that we are handling well, but we never expected it to accelerate this fast. And it's been a pleasant surprise because we're able to help so many people in just a few months. But I think what differentiates us and what made our acceleration even faster is because we're dealing with chronic conditions. So when a person with diabetes, you know, thinks, oh, I want to take care of that diabetes, right? Well, unfortunately, diabetes is a long-term condition that's, you know, you can put off, in quotes, till tomorrow treating. But as soon as COVID came out and the first messaging of the people most at risk are the ones suffering from chronic conditions like diabetes, like obesity, right? That put the fear of God into a lot of people. So they couldn't get the treatment from an endocrinologist. They couldn't get the treatment from a brick and mortar clinic because hospital systems weren't prioritizing COVID. They were prioritizing COVID and they weren't prioritizing long-term conditions at that point. So all of a sudden we became the only game in town. So all those people suffering from chronic conditions said, please help me. And we had all the people suffering from COVID with mental health conditions saying, please help me. So our whole entire, all of the conditions we treat were really all of a sudden in massive demand. They were always in demand, but to have massive demand all at once pushed us to a level where, our clinical network was large and now it's extremely large and we're able to help a whole lot more people. And again, I can't say that enough because we've been, it's really gratifying to be able to work in a profession where you're helping people, but especially in a situation like COVID and how many people are suffering, to be able to help them now really makes us all at Vita really proud of what we do.
What is next for the company? Like, what are you, only things that you're able to share, but what is next for the company kind of moving forward as we get into the second half of 2020?
Yeah, so I think the second half of 2020 is being able to build out more of what we do in terms of mental health. So right now we handle diabetes extremely well. We handle hypertension, a person's whole physical health. We do that exceptionally well. Mental health is a tougher one. And the reason mental health is tougher is because one, that is, as a whole entire industry, mental health hasn't really adapted telehealth very well previously. And being able to treat mental health, it requires great integrated care. And you want to do that really carefully to make sure that you can actually take the best care of the patient when you're doing integrated care. So, like, for instance, mild anxiety, for instance, doesn't require that you have medications on board, right? A lot of people think that if you have anxiety, you have to take medications when that's not the case. But as you climb the ladder, unfortunately, and you get more severe psychopathology, what ends up happening is you really need to do a great job of integrated care. So we're going to be building out more nuanced levels of mental health, such as treating post-traumatic stress disorder, stress trauma. Why? Because right now, unfortunately, with COVID, a lot of people are suffering and they're going through a lot of trauma, right? People are dying in their families. We have, unfortunately, a situation in the United States right now where we have a lot of tension and stress, and it's traumatic. So we want to be able to build on beyond anxiety and depression and do things like post-traumatic stress disorder, stress trauma. And one day we want to be able to move into the substance use disorder world as well. But again, that's a higher level of integrated care. So we just have to be very thoughtful about how we do it.
Perfect. Okay. That makes sense. What are you most excited about? So that's kind of what's next.
That's
for
an
the
easy
second
one,
half.
Right? Yeah. So basically, my whole entire career has been like, you know, like brick and mortar. This is great. You know, we're getting great outcomes, but to actually see the numbers we're seeing, and to have a team of people around me who actually go, you know what, we can make this easily. We can be treating, you know, 100 million people. We could be doing this in the next 10 years, right? Like in hospital systems, you don't think that way. You think, okay, let's get good at doing this, and we're not thinking about exponential growth. We're thinking about serving the community. At Vita, we're around people, like I'm around people who are essentially, you know, coming from, you know, the payer world where they understand what it takes to scale to 100 million patients, right? And they have those type of skill sets. So I'm so excited because I have full confidence that we already are scaled, right? But we're going to be really, really, really up there in terms of how many patients we serve. So it's inspirational to me to have a team around me who knows we're going to get there right alongside me, because in healthcare, I never had that. And now I do at Vita, and it just making the journey so much more fun, knowing that that's our end goal. A lot of work, but it's easier to do that kind of work and the amount of work we're doing when you see that end goal so tangibly coming up.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast, telling us more about yourself, what's next, what Vita Health does, and I look forward to staying in touch with you and following the continued progress that Vita Health keeps showing.
Ah, thanks so much, Jared. Yeah, really enjoyed talking with you. And feel free to reach out anytime for any of the listeners as well. Thanks.
Great. Well, have a great day and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, that sounds good, Jared. All right. Take good care.
Hey everyone, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of healthcare solutions and services to power the future of healthcare. Through Block Health, healthcare professionals and organizations can use their credentialing data for more. They can use the platform to store their credentialing and licensing related documents, fill out a smart common application that could be used to order multiple different services like provider enrollment, state license registration, state license renewals, and much more. To learn more about Block Health, please go to www.blochealth.com.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.